Hey, welcome to the Swine Time Podcast. Today is August 1st, which you know what that means. It's Straight Pride Month. That's right. August is Straight Pride Month. You might be thinking, well, I didn't know there was a Straight Pride Month. Well, let me tell you what. I'm starting Straight Pride Month. It's on August 1st till the end of August because I was born in August and I'm straight and proud of it. Yeah, I'm glad I'm straight and I'm proud of being straight. Yeah. In your face, baby. Straight Pride Month. August 1st till the end of August. I don't know if there's 30 or 31 days in August, but it's a great month. It's one of the hottest months. Hell, usually it is the hottest month. It's the end of summer, and my birthday's in August, so we're calling it for what it is, Straight Pride Month. You're allowed to be happy to kiss on beautiful women if you're a man. And women, you're allowed to kiss on swine. Okay, so Straight Pride Month, August 1st. And, you know, it's time that you start, we start being rewarded. You know, here we are. We are having babies and keeping things going. Well, I'm not, but still, you know, would have, could have, should have. But at least, you know, I'm keeping these girls, you know, well, I would say happy, but how about entertained? Okay, entertained. I'm keeping them entertained. I'm giving them stories to tell their girlfriends for the rest of their lives. And, you know, now, will there be a straight pride parade? No, because that's gay. But parades are gay, so there won't be a straight pride parade. There won't be much anything different other than saying, hey, don't criticize me for being straight. Don't criticize me for wanting to kiss on some nice, delicious melons. Don't criticize me for, you know, being straight, being who I am, for not wanting to wear short shorts. Don't criticize me for not wanting to wear a dress or a toupee or a wig or whatever the heck else. Don't criticize me for not wanting to do a drag queen story hour. Okay, don't criticize me for wanting to read kids actual books about pirates and robberies and cowboys and Indians and astronauts. Straight stuff. Don't criticize me for watching baseball with a beer in my hand. Don't criticize me for calling my friends dumbasses and dweebs and twerps and nerds and everything else. Don't criticize me for being a real man. Don't criticize me for liking to see a woman naked. Don't criticize me for all my testosterone. Don't criticize me for saying, hey, it's swine time, okay? These are all just stuff off the top of my head, man. But yeah, so you know, but it's Straight Pride Month, so don't be looking for no parades because they're gay. I like that. All right, we might be using that. That might be a keeper right there. But yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we get Straight Pride Parade started. Straight Pride Month started, yep. And, you know, what kind of stuff could we do for Straight Pride? Well, we don't need to do anything because, you know what? We're straight. We don't need to rub it in people's faces. You know, we don't need to walk around and put on Daisy Dukes. Woo, I'm straight. No. Maybe we all wear a football jersey on August 10th or something like that, okay? Maybe I'll put on my Tom Brady jersey. Something like that. How do you like that? How do you like them apples? All right? But it's about time that we stop being punished and ridiculed. Tell you, I just taken college classes at Edison State Community College. Yeah, that's a top school right there. And I'm in business class, and they're constantly attacking in the textbook straight white men. Why are we under attack? Explain that one to me. They are talking trash in a business class. It has nothing to do with us. Business class is about business, but somehow these wokists want to attack us. They want to attack the straight white man. I mean, I guess they don't like the cell phones that we created, maybe the cars that we created, maybe the airplanes. You know, Wright brothers are right here from Dayton, Ohio, straight white men. But for some reason, we're under attack. They want to say all these nasty things about us. But yet I was just traveling and I went to Dayton Airport in Dayton, Ohio. The mayor of Dayton, Ohio used to be a black woman. Now it's a black man. Then I went to Chicago, Chicago Airport, Chicago. Mayor there, black woman. Yeah, it kind of looks like a black man, but we'll give her credit. We'll give her credit, Beetlejuice. Then went to San Francisco, San Francisco mayor, black woman. But somehow, it's these racist white guys who are holding back everyone, screwing up all the cities. Really? We're not running them cities. Most white men are doing what I'm doing, getting the hell out of the cities, going to the country, sitting in the woods, and being as far away from people as possible. Remember the Star Wars recently with Luke Skywalker being away from everybody? Yeah. That's symbolic of the white man right now. We don't want nothing to do with nobody. And all we're asking for is the month of August for straight pride month. That's all we want. We just want 1 month of the year. You guys got all the other months sitting around there putting a transgender story hour in front of these kids. We just want 1 month in the middle of the summer where we can go fishing by ourselves. This podcast probably isn't for everyone this week, and I'm sure some of you are going to try to cancel me, but guess what? You can't. I haven't even gotten started. You know what time it is. It's swine time.